The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Washing out.
Oh, a lot more than you, you know, Mum.
Get off with your bother. There's only you and Ray these days, isn't there? Unless Wendy's back and I've not been told.
She's not back. She's staying at our Cheryl's. Though how long that'll work. Here, grab some pegs if you're stopping. Make yourself useful.
Yeah. Did you wipe this clothesline down? You'll have a mark on your sheets.
Mum, I've been on this planet 40-odd years, so I wipe my clothesline down.
Any road, how come you're still a lady of leisure? When do you start this new job as you've landed?
There's been itch. Fact is, I've lost it.
Lost it? Well, when did you start?
I didn't start.
Well, how could you lose it then? I mean, I know times are bad, but folks gonna lose jobs without starting them.
I should have started 2 weeks ago, but there was the funeral and our Cheryl and the state she were in. So I asked for my starting date to be put back a fortnight.
I should hope so. They didn't mind, surely.
Oh, they were very understanding. But anyhow, I rang them last week, said I'd be ready to start, like, today. They were all smiles and said, right, fine. Then they said, did I have my own car? And if so, would I want to run it on mileage or would I be needing a company car?
A car? But they can't drive.
Exactly.
But job of nursing, what does need a car for? They're giving job to somebody else. They're just looking for an excuse.
Oh, maybe. But seemingly a car's vital. Crown China's a far-flung empire and the occupational nurse has to be mobile.
I should have told them they'd fetch their bike.
Oh, I doubt they'd have been amused. Come on, I'll put the kettle on.
I reckon we ought to go back to bikes, the newest.
Talking about going back, how's life at the clinic?
Oh, they're in a right mess. All sixes and sevens. First off, your pal Dr. Redmond decides to have smoke detectors fitted. Well, you know them little cheroot things he smokes? They got these detectors going off every 5 minutes. And that there Nurse Collins are nearly as fits. Fire! Fire! Clear the clinic!
I don't believe this.
Your job's not being filled. And that Nurse Collins has no idea on phone. She's so flaming high-handed. I reckon they could go back tomorrow. He'd give thee a rise in a fortnight, and within a month, Nurse Flipping Collins will be up the road, and there'll be practice nurse.
Oh, if only.
Mind, I have heard they're taking on extra hands down at Brindley Potts, so if you're desperate...
Well, needs must. Being at home doesn't buy the baby a new bonnet, does it?
Nip down, then. They need a good few. Mind, there'll likely be a good few applying and all.
Right, Duke. This starts tomorrow, then. 8 sharp. We've a big order on through Telware, so they'll be getting the hours in. Plus, there'll be piecework, of course. Come in.
Oh, excuse me. The girl said...
Ah, it's all right, Duke. We're more or less done. Off you go, then, lass.
Bye.
Are you up, Duke?
Yeah, I didn't have an appointment. I just heard you were taking on, and I nipped down in Oaks.
By heck, word travels. Has worked here before?
Yeah, I worked here as a girl. Then I went on to Wedgwood's, before I got into nursing.
Oh, that'll be spoilt then.
Spoilt?
Well, I mean, Wedgwood's, it's the cream, isn't it?
They make pots, same as you. I don't reckon there's all that much difference.
Oh, not in terms of work, maybe, but I'll not kid thee, Duck. Our overheads aren't theirs. We're pretty well down to basics. We're here to turn out wear at a selling price, and that's it.
Fair enough.
Just reckon they could hold a room, then?
Well, I'll admit I've not been in a pot bank as a regular thing in recent times, but I was always a good worker.
What has been doing in recent times?
Well, nursing mostly.
What made you get up then?
Well, it's sort of given me up. I mean, I've always worked. So now I find myself out of work, it's difficult. My husband's disabled, you see, so obviously his money's less. And with me bringing out in... Look, I can do the work. Packing, fettling and sponging, cup handling. And if it's piecework, don't worry, I'll shift myself.
Well, lass, I can see there's got the right attitude.
Well, you have to have, don't you?
All right. There's new feather beds new, Mua.
Were there ever, in this neck of the woods? For the workers.
Workers? There's no a Bolshevik, are you? They've gone same ways for the beds.
Bolshevik?
A troublemaker.
Oh, no. I'm little Dolly Daydream.
All right. Now, come on, lass. Uno, there's a sharp one. There's new flies on thee.
Well, if it's robots there's after.
Sit thee down, duck. I'm only saying. To be honest, I like the cut of thee, Jim. So, tell thee what. I'll keep you in mind.
Keep me in mind? You mean there's no job like immediately?
We've a big order. Hotel where? Chain of hotels. If we deliver goods, we can expect orders. But at the minute, I've taken on all I need.
Oh, well, pity.
Tell thee what, if we do need more hands in the near future, I'll be in touch with thee. I'll take your name and phone number. And if a vacancy does happen to crop up...
Oh, thanks.
Like I say, they's got the right attitude. And that's safe the battle.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And Mrs. Coakluff, 9 Jubilee Terrace.
Jubilee Terrace? Didn't know them houses were built for folk as work here? They're in Queen Victoria's day.
Makes you wonder what's new, doesn't it?
Excuse me.
Yes, Doug?
I had an appointment with Dr. Redmond. My name's Sybil Hargreaves.
What a pity. Well, the doctor will do what he can. Please take a seat.
Where to?
Pardon?
You said take a seat. I said where to.
Are you trying to be funny?
No more than you are.
What do you mean, Doug?
Well, I says my name and you says what a pity, as though that's what I'd come about, as though there was something wrong with it, as though I was dirt.
Look, I'm sorry, I weren't thinking, no offence. As you can see, I've got a pile of paperwork. We're short-staffed and I'm having to fill the breach. Now, if you'll be seated, Dr. Redmond will see you in due course.
But I had an appointment.
So does everyone else.
Yes, but you see, there's no wrong with me, really.
Then what are you doing here?
I had an appointment.
Yes, I know that, Doug, but normally you have to have something beside that. What we call an illness, a medical condition, something that requires treatment.
I'm getting treatment, but it's personal. It's very personal. I didn't take proper precautions and now I'm infected, but I'll not be treated like dirt.
I'm sure nobody here would dream of treating you like dirt, but I am very busy. I'm having to cope with the reception desk as well as my own job.
Lawmore Clinic? Practice nurse speaking. Can I help you?
If you wouldn't mind waiting your turn, there's a good girl.
Which doctor are you under, Doug? We do have 3.
Fish and chips, please.
Hey, up, Irene, aren't you speaking? Make that 2 lots and turn them in with your batter.
Mum, I didn't see you. I was miles away.
Are you taking these chips home, or shall we sit it apart?
I don't mind. It's a nice day.
Get this fruit in, lad. Give us a good helping.
Don't they wear it, me flower?
Don't they wear it? He has holidays abroad, does this chap on small helpings.
They smell good. I couldn't resist. I've been after that job you were advertising.
Ooh, good on you. Did they land it?
No. They got all they wanted. Mind, I was told I'd got the right attitude and they might be in touch. Right attitude. Desperation, in other words.
Get down that clinic then, they're crying out. That nurse Collins couldn't cope, she's cracking up. Redmond had a red carpet down.
Oh, don't attempt me. I mean, once the door's closed.
Hey, Cyril, that vinegar's not rationed.
Ah, no, and it's good for the air. Just want a sprinkling. That'll be 3.38.
3.38?
It's not on national health, just now.
I'll pay.
Put the purse away. It's my treat.
No, go on. I'm not that skint. Oh, crimes. Oh, heavens, what are we doing? We ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Why? Are his jaws showing us something?
The bet. No fatty food.
Why, I've clean forgotten. Well, if you dunna say out, I shanna.
Yeah, but I shan't enjoy him now, shall I?
Come in, young lady. Miss Hargreaves, isn't it?
Yes, Doctor.
Well, sit down, then. Just get your case notes in order. Ah, yes. Well, you went on a holiday in Spain, wasn't it?
Yes.
And unfortunately came to grief. Got yourself a bit of an infection.
Yes.
Knocked you sideways, I suppose. All those dreams, all those illusions. The sun, the beach, the sangria, is it? All that longing to get in at the deep end and swim with the tide?
We didn't do any swimming. It were lads.
I was speaking metaphorically.
It happened in Thortel bedroom.
Not very nice, I suppose.
Oh, it were nice enough.
Did the earth move?
Well, the bed were a bit shaky.
yes, indeed. Well, luckily, there's not been a great deal of harm done. The way to look at it is that you've had a warning. Now, if your partner is, well, a stranger to you, then in future, insist he uses a condom. Otherwise, non-penetrative sex or good night, sweet prince, and off home to mother.
Hardly fits with mad, impetuous passion, though, does it, Doctor?
Nevertheless.
Actually, that sounds like my pal Wendy. Except for good night, sweet prince. She'd more likely say, on your bike, Buster.
Well, Wendy may not be into Shakespeare, but she has casual sex about right.
Yes, well, she's been fetched up proper as Wendy. You know her, Mum.
Do I?
She were your receptionist.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Coldclough, you must mean. Well, unfortunately, she's not with us any longer. More's the pity. Anyway, Miss Hargreaves, persevere with the treatment. No backsliding. And it should be only a matter of weeks before you have a clean bill of health. But remember, you got off lightly. Right then, Nurse Collins, I'll be off.
I thought you might be, Doctor, seeing as you've got your coat on.
What? Oh, indeed, for sure. Is there something wrong, Nurse? You seem a mite edgy.
Can you wonder? I don't have a minute. We need a receptionist. I can't do two jobs indefinitely.
Ah, yes, well, I may have a solution.
Not Mrs. Coldclough, I hope.
Beg pardon?
Doctor, I don't want to seem prejudiced, but I simply can't work with a person who's after my job.
Well, of course not. I wouldn't expect you to.
I mean, I'm prepared to give Mrs. Coldclough every credit, but she never hid the fact that she was after my job. She was qualified for my job and she thought it should be hers.
Look, Mrs. Coldclough has a job, a very good job. Assistant Occupational Health Nurse at Crown China. She'd not give that up.
I happen to know she's lost that job. In fact, she never started it and they found somebody else.
Oh.
A friend of mine, as it happens.
What on earth?
Sorry, closed. The consulting hours are on the board.
Hello, I just wanted a word with Doctor. Oh, Doctor, I'm glad I've caught you. I hope I've not called at an awkward moment.
Not at all, Mrs. Coldclough. What can we do for you?
Well, I know we had words when I left, but I was very grateful for all you did for our Cheryl.
No more than my job, my dear.
Anyway, to be honest, I'm after my job back.
No, no way.
Pardon?
I said no, N-O, no.
Do you mind? I'm speaking to the doctor. I understand you've not found a new receptionist. My mother, Mrs. Carthage, keeps me informed, so to speak.
I bet she does.
Look, I'm not finding this easy. If it's out of the question, Doctor...
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Coldclough. No hard feelings, but as it happens, I have finally got somebody else.
Oh. Well, there's no more to be said then. Good afternoon. I'm sorry if I've been a mither.
Oh. That was not pleasant. Still, at least there were no tears. Poor Mrs. Coldclough. She must feel dreadful.
How do you think I feel, Doctor? But you do see how impossible the situation was. This may sound paranoid, but I felt I was being watched, tested. Every little slip noted, and for all I know, reported to you behind my back.
Oh, come.
Doctor, this somebody else you've got, was that just a little white lie, or have you actually?
Oh! Yes, a lady of my acquaintance. Very capable and efficient. My sister-in-law, in fact. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll be off home. Bye now.
Bye? His sister-in-law? Bloody hell!
Oh, I wanted the floor to open. I felt... Oh, I can't tell you. That moment will live with me to my dying day. I was mortified, flabbergasted. My flabber was never so gasted.
It's your own fault, rushing off.
Hey, hold on. It was you that tipped me off in the first place. Plus you sent me down Brindley Potts on a wild goose chase.
Say what you like, if you'd waited a day, I'd have known job was filled.
Ooh, I hardly dare tell Ray what a fool I made of myself.
Well, at least you can tell me. I'm thankful for that. I mean... Family's breaking up. Nobody talks to each other anymore. Wendy, Mark, all doing what they call their own thing. Well, I reckon it's time I did my own thing.
What's that?
Interfering.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Coal Cloughs was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.